Good morning. It's Julie Matt in New Jersey.
Julie, it's Martha.
Hey, Martha, how are you?
I'm terrific. How are you? I was just thinking about San Antonio 2016.
Are you?
I was just seeing myself filling out a reserve sign for my table.
Fantastic. That's awesome.
That's really cool.
There's nobody else sitting at it yet, but you know, you start envisioning them there and they'll be there.
Got the space for them though.
There you go.
Hello. Good morning.
It's Julie.
Good morning, Julie.
It is Julie.
Yay. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Good morning, this is Steve.
We're going to have some fun, you guys. So we got Julie in Canada, right, Julie?
I'm in New Jersey.
She's in New Jersey.
Not New Jersey.
Yep. New Jersey. Julie's in New Jersey. Why did I think you were in Canada?
I was born in Montreal, so I'm not Canadian. I'm just living in New Jersey.
Okay.
Just to confuse you.
I knew there was a connection there, though. So Julie's in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And then Martha, everybody want to say who's on the call and where you're from?
I'm in Olympia. Martha in Olympia.
Awesome.
Steve, San Diego.
Go ahead.
Steve in San Diego.
Hi, Steve.
Good morning.
Good morning. Molly, are you on?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, awesome.
And this is Karen in Spokane, Washington.
Hi, Karen.
Good morning.
John and Kathy in La Pointe with a little bit of snow.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Good morning.
We have snow here in Utah in the mountains, too.
I'm rebelling.
You're rebelling. My son said that to me. He's like, I'm wearing shorts, Mom, until I absolutely can't anymore. I'm like, well, knock yourself out and freeze your legs. Well, Molly and I have a treat for you guys today. We are going to be discussing and brainstorming contacting. How many of you guys on the call would love to learn more about how to make more contacts?
Yay!
We're going to be talking about that, and then we're going to discuss wins that anybody wants to share on the call, and then we are also going to be talking about a new product, and Martha Chen is going to cover that, and then Molly and I, what else, Molly, did you want to cover? Did I get it all?
I think so. I know there's something else that when it comes back to me, I'll bring it up.
I know. So why don't we start off the wins this morning? Anybody have any wins that they'd like to share?
I do. It's Martha in Olympia, and I got to see Dennis Williams present last night, which is always a win.
Awesome.
I made a call, and I have a new person coming on Saturday for our expo.
Woo!
Fantastic.
Job. Well, I had a win, everybody. Yesterday, it was like crazy day. You know when you have one of those days where you make so many contacts that then you call into bed and you go, oh my gosh, I just need to go to sleep. I made 15 new contacts yesterday. All from Facebook. So I'll share later how I did that. But yeah, it was a busy contacting day yesterday. So that was my win.
Good job, Carrie.
Thank you, Molly.
Hey, Carrie.
Yay!
This is Julie. I booked into 3 events in November and December, so I have to hardcore on my schedule now. So,
with all our retail pricing, I'm going to get lots of contacts.
Right. Good job. Good job, Julie. Hey, and Brenda wanted me to share her win. She booked her tickets for Logan, Utah, so she's super excited about that. And she has a new contact. So she can't be on the calls in the morning because she's working, but she wants me to share her wins.
That's great. Awesome.
I know okay. Karen has been.
Yes, I... Well, I'm not sure what you're talking about, but I have even more wins since I talked to you. So, I have a win, that I signed up for the expo this weekend in Tacoma. So, yes. So, I'm excited about that. And then, last night I had my book club. And I talked to 3 different people at my book club about what I'm doing, and 2 of them were interested in knowing more, so I'm going to follow up with them after I'm done with my job. So,
yay!
Great job, Karen.
Thank you.
Somebody's on fire.
I think they wrote a song about you.
Any other wins anybody wants to share before we move on? All right. Well, Molly, let's you and I move on, and we'll cover contacting. So yesterday, you guys might want to get out your pens and papers for this, because we're going to brainstorm together as a team. But one of the things you have to do when you're in a business like this is make new contacts. And so I started brainstorming myself, and here's the first thing that you want to do. You want to figure out, what are you good at? Are you good at networking with people? Do you have a book club? I love that idea, Karen. That just gave me an idea when you mentioned that. I am a hairdresser, and so one of the things that I do right around this time of the year is I start booking myself in schools, and I go in and I teach a goal-setting class, and then I teach how to prevent all the injuries that come along with being a hairdresser. And then I get, oh, my gosh, I can do, like, you know, 521 clubs in 2 months. So that's one of the things that I'll be doing. The other thing that I do is I try to find out the business networking groups that are in my area and go to those. And then I love connecting with people on Facebook, and I stay in touch with people really well. I love sending messages, just random messages in their inbox. And you know, hey, I noticed that your little girl's getting so big, she's adorable. I can tell you're such a wonderful mother. So little things like that, I just send them here and there to people that I know that are super sharp, and then building that relationship so it just doesn't come out of left field. Hey, do you want to join me in business? And then when I'm ready to approach them about a business, I say, how are you doing in life, or how's your job going, or just building up the conversation. And then I'll say, hey, this may or may not be a good time for you, but I am looking for 3 new business partners to work with, and I thought of you because. So that's another way of making contact. Molly, do you want to add on to that, some of the things that you've done?
You bet. Awesome. There's so many ideas. It's really only limited by our minds, really. I left Barbara Bertucci's idea yesterday to have curb your sugar classes. And I'm like, that's genius. Curb your sugar classes. And then Brody Craney does the bone health classes. And it depends on what demographic you're trying to attract. You know, curb your sugar is probably a more middle-age people that are interested in weight management or a healthier lifestyle, you know, which is a good thing. But then, you know, bone health is probably going to attract a little bit older generation. And then, you know, the parties tend to attract the younger, and personality types too. So kind of figure out more of what personality type you are, you know, what you're going, like Carrie said, find something you're good at. Find something that you already feel comfortable with, and think of a way that NECAN can benefit that lifestyle and teach about it. And, you know, for me, I could have some continuing education for massage therapists on how to make their clients happier, to create some outside residual income, not adding to what they're already doing, you know, just adding it on as an add-on. So there's lots of opportunities for us to share. I used to have mom and me days in the park, and we talk about creating more wellness at home. So if that's the age of someone you're working with, we just would rotate parks and have a potluck, and they would bring new people every time, and we just talk about how to stay healthy at home and how these technologies help us do that. So lots of options available to you.
I have a question. Where are you setting up these classes at? I'm assuming they're not online yet. Just so where are you doing the classes at?
Well, for me, Karen, I actually go into the schools or the hair salon. So one of my silvers, my frontline silvers, that's where I found her. She was an instructor. And so I went in and did a class on goal setting and then how to prevent injuries in the field of, you know, cosmetology.
Okay.
And then, Molly, do you go to the schools for the
podcast? No, I haven't ever gone to the schools. I have been in a couple of massage therapist offices, you know, and taught there. And they like to hold classes for their clients, too. A kind of a client appreciation night or something, and then we did roll out that you could easily just do the Mag Duo demonstration, and there's so many demonstrations you can offer that feel good too. But and we do it a lot in our home or in other people's homes too. But I love your idea.
East in the library. East in the library, isn't it, Molly?
Yeah, we've got it in the library.
Open place.
I
was going to share with you what we did at Costco just a week and a half ago, because I think that's perhaps more along the line of what most people are exposed to. We just were hanging out at the Vitamix booth, and this fellow walked up. He had tattoos up and down both arms, missing four of his front teeth, and I would never have contacted him in the street. It's not someone when I would have reached out to help or to talk to. But his personality just shone through, or shined through. I'm not sure how to say that. And I just struck up a conversation and talked about the Vitamix, how we've had one since 1990, and we like to eat healthy, and is that what you're doing? And, of course, you know, that kind of led into then, I've got something that's going to blow your mind, and did a balance test right there at Costco with him. Now, generally speaking, you're not going to be able to talk in the grocery store about, let me do a balance test with you, but it just seemed to fit okay with that particular occasion. You kind of have to go by what your heart is telling you to do at the moment. We are looking now no longer for anybody that moves, anybody that fogs the mirror. We're looking for leaders. We realize that in the past few years, we have spent a lot of time working with a lot of people, getting a lot of people as wholesale consumers. And really, we want to start focusing now on those that have such sparkle in their personality and in their eyes that we would love to work with them. So that's kind of what happened with us in Costco. I don't know if that's instructive or helpful.
But no, that was very helpful.
You just kind of pick up on what people are doing and how you can reach out to them. And Kathy, I'll tell you, I'm really good at opening up conversations with people. I'm really good at that. So we have done it time and time and time again, and it's been quite helpful for us.
That's great. Yeah.
I find there's places that work better than others, like Walmart, the dollar store, just not the right kind of people you want to be working with, and probably not the right economic status. But Costco is one of my favorites, like a Whole Foods or Sprouts. Places people just kind of stand in the aisles and are thinking and reading and looking at stuff, you know, and they're already starting to tell their interest in health. So those are some of my favorite places to find great classics. The library, another great place that we've found.
Abby finds people wherever she goes. And I don't know if I shared this story of her. She was at a church activity while I was in San Antonio. She had gone with the people who were taking care of her, and they were doing like a craft activity, and she sat next to a lady that, after she had duct tape on her face for a tooth problem, and the lady asked her face, and she said, "Oh, it's what my mom does for business." And she goes, "Well, why do you have it on there?" "Well, it stops me from hurting when my tooth hurts." And she says, "Oh, it sounds like I need some of that." She said, "You should talk to my mom, because she's really great. I'll have her call you when she gets home." So, you know, I think sometimes we overcomplicate it. But then my 8-year-old called me super excited and said, "I have a win for you. I have a win for you. Now you can share a win." So pretty simple. And I think sometimes we make it a little tougher than it has to be. But just make friends. Just make friends.
I have another idea, you guys. A while back, I had a friend that didn't want to do the business, but she wanted to give me referrals. And so I gave her incentives. I said to her, "I'll tell you what, she really wanted this bracelet." And I said, "I'll tell you what, if you send 7 referrals my way, really good referrals, then I will give you this bracelet." And so we worked out a deal. And it was super fun because she'd be like, "Okay, this is the next thing that I want, and I've got this many people for you. You call them." And, hey, that worked for me, and it worked for her, so it was a win-win. The other thing, some of you know this on the call, I built my whole business in what you call a cold call market. Now, this isn't for everybody, and a lot of people, this terrifies them, but at the time, for me, going out and meeting people terrified me more than making a phone call to somebody I didn't know. And I called business owners and managers and asked them to actually look at a business opportunity. And so I went directly for the business. Now, I will tell you this. All 7 people that ended up joining my team joined my team. They looked at it because we can intrigue them, but it was the product that actually brought them into the business. So the business presentation, you know, the 2-minute video intrigued them enough to then meet with me and to then, you know, have a demonstration. It was a process, but it was the product that brought them into the business. So there's also that avenue, and if anybody wants to know more about that, you can call me directly, and I can tell you how I did that as well. And Martha Chen, if you'll share really quick what you've been doing daily and how you've been making contacts.
Well, an idea I got from Mac and Pat was to have pieces of the duct tape cut already. So I use about 2 squares, if you use the Nikon logo as a square, and I ground the edges, and I have 3 or 4 pieces of that with me in my bag. But what we've recently, because I think everybody has heard about using it for the joints and the aches and the KP tape YouTube video and Jen Basir's video on YouTube about how to apply the duct tape, so for shoulder, for knee, like that. But what I just recently discovered is how great it is for skin problems. So that's what I wanted to share today, was that some of us older people have little non-healing spots on our skin and have tried all different kinds of antibiotic ointment or cortisone cream or this or that, and give duct tape a try. It's pretty remarkable. So, and having, like Abby's story, having a little piece on your face is, you know, a pretty good. I had a little strip on my nose when I had people over to the house last Saturday, and they were kind of looking at me. I said, "Yes, I know. This is on purpose. It's part of a demonstration." So, that's, and then as far as meeting people, everything that you guys have said is great, and I have one of the managers from the bank coming to my business networking this Friday. He's a new contact, and it's just because I was, you know, actually what I did is I got a letter about one of my credit card accounts. And instead of, you know, calling the 800 number, I took it into branch, and I said, hi, there's somebody here that can help me with this. And sure enough, there was. So, is there anything else? Anybody have questions?
Martha, were you there in San Antonio?
I was.
By any chance, were you there to hand out to our, the folks I was talking about? You had about four or five scripts, and you just handed them a bunch?
I did give out some duct tape. I'm not positive. I mean, I gave out quite a bit.
You had some. You had some in your. That was like a little coin purse or something.
Oh, that was probably me. And
yeah. Well, thank you so much. That helped to kind of cement the deal with them. They are. Yeah, he took it to what's that guy? Oh, he took it to a football game and put it on his football buddies. There was more than he could use at that particular moment. But thank you so much for doing that. That was just a delightful experience for us. We didn't have any duct tape with us, and you had some, and you shared it. That was great. As a result, we have a new senior distributor in our organization. How's that?
Wow, good job. That's nice. And gold stars all the way around. That's terrific. But that's good. And I got that from Mac and Pat, and because I shared some with my seatmate on the airplane, I took some into the insurance office because I know that his son, he has one son who's a cross country and another one that plays football. And I said, here, put this on your chest and see. Let me know what happens.
Excellent. So, excellent. Yeah, this is the fellow that I met at Costco that was missing four front teeth and all those kinds of elements. And yet we just made a great connection. They actually took us at the end of the event. We went to a place called the Salt Lick. And Carrie and Molly, next year, when we're all done, the Salt Lick is a barbecue place that's just outside of Austin. We were driving for more than an hour, I guess, to get from San Antonio up to where the Salt Lick is. But the best barbecue brisket and ribs and sausage, and oh my gosh, it was wonderful. And that was part of our fun being there.
Awesome. Does anybody else? Thank you guys for sharing. It is so awesome to learn from everyone. Everybody has a different way of contacting, and I know Molly and I love learning from each one of you. Does anybody else have anything they'd like to add on different ways that they've made contacts as well? Okay, well, I'm going to share one last one. One of the things I'm going to be doing is going to Toastmasters. And making contacts there, because these are business people. They're, you know, always looking on improving their speaking skills. So I'll keep you guys updated on how that goes. And I know Liv and Valerie do Toastmasters. Who does? Dave and Valerie. Oh, awesome.
Great.
Awesome, awesome. Anyway, you know, here in my area, they do all kinds of fun stuff where they have chocolate parties and girls' night out, and in my neighborhood, they do so many things like that. And I'm, you know, with five children, I'm usually so busy, but I'm consciously going to make an effort to get involved and to meet more people and to make more friends and to reach out and maybe even host my own. That's the thing that you can do, kind of like what Karen was saying with her book club. You could do a entrepreneurial book club. Anybody interested in that, let's get together and host a book club and share some business ideas.
That's a great idea.
Isn't that a great idea? And then say, okay, I'm reading this book. Or, you know, there's so many different book clubs that you could do, or, you know, even like chocolate party night. Or you could even do skincare party night. Like, as soon as I get my Nikon skincare, by the way, I ordered it right away. And it's still not here. Hasn't even been shipped. Has anybody gotten theirs yet?
No,
I don't think
it's until Black Friday, Carrie.
Yeah, I think they're not sending it out
in San Antonio.
We're not getting it until Black Friday?
Yeah, I know. It's horrible.
It is.
That's terrible.
And it's really depressing. Because it's like
I'm going to have to write Jeff an email and say, Jeff, you can't do that ever again. I'm like ready to have tester parties, you know, invite everybody over and say, okay, I just got this amazing new organic skincare line. It's competitively priced. If you're a skincare nerd like me, come over and try this new stuff with me. It's going to be like, you know, Christmas morning.
Right.
So I'm going to invite all my friends over to come over and try all the new skincare, and I thought that would be a really fun idea.
What about me? Because I know it's not all over. Does everybody have meetups, local area meetups?
Everybody should have one.
We found a couple of like women's networking events in early in the morning and at lunchtime and on the meetups. And I was thinking that would be a great place to advertise your entrepreneurial book club.
Absolutely, Martha. I love that's a great idea. That's a great idea. So, hey, Molly and I were talking. Molly, do you want to, I remembered what it was that we wanted to talk about, and that was giving everybody homework on the phone.
Yes.
Do you want to cover that?
Yes. So, if you can pick a product and be ready to share, or do we want to actually, like, define a product and go through them methodically?
Yeah, let's do that, because I think
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so how about this? Let's start with the skincare, because that's the newest, and none of us have really learned about it. So let's start with the skincare. Get familiar with all the skincare products, what they do, and their prices. And it'd be awesome to have Paige on and go through each of them a little more in depth, but let's see what we can learn on our own. And then call her in to answer questions, maybe.
We have a resident beautician on the call.
This is true. This is true. And she is a self-proclaimed skincare nerd. So.
This is true. And I'm, like, dying to get my skincare. You guys have no idea. I really am, like, a skincare nerd. And so I try everything. So I just cannot wait to get this stuff. And we all got a teeny little sample when we were in Texas, for those of you that were there. And I don't know about you, but I loved it instantly.
Yeah.
I was like, this is amazing. Okay, so tomorrow, bring your wins to the table. And bring your knowledge on the skincare. Learn as much as you can, and let's learn it together. And then Molly and I will also be sharing business tips tomorrow as well.
Awesome. Thanks, guys, for joining in. Remember Dave's call coming up in just a bit. And make it an awesome day.
Wonderful. Bye, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.